If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We talk a lot about, you know, the need for blood in the state and ebbs and flows, and whenever there's a need, you know, whether it's an organization sponsoring it or the Red Cross, if there's a real need, we want to promote it because it's something your body can easily do, most of us, and your body bounces back really quickly, and it helps a ton of people. So we want to talk about how you could do that today. If you're driving anywhere to the south of Hartford, you could probably mosey on over in one of my favorite towns in the state, too. Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti joining us now. There's a blood drive in Wethersfield today. Heath, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. And then maybe we'll ask a finance question or two later. But what's happening in Wethersfield? Give me the details.
Yeah, we're talking blood today. We have a blood drive that Johnson Brunetti is sponsoring. We've done this a handful of times. And, you know, so it's at the Pitkin Community Center in Wethersfield, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. We've got a lot of spots still open. We've got a lot of people that have already raised their hand and elected and said, yeah, I want to give blood, but there's definitely some spots that are open. So we'd love to have people come on by and give some blood. And I agree with you what you were saying earlier in terms of the need to give blood and how important that is.
So it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Wethersfield, the community center. Is there a place they can go to get a slot, or should people just walk in, or how should that go?
You know, the best way to schedule an appointment, whether it's this blood drive or any other blood drive, is to go to the Red Cross website, or if you have the Red Cross app on your phone. I am a regular blood donor. I have the app on my phone, so every so often when I'm eligible to give blood, I just go on that app, I search for a blood drive that's close by to me, and I schedule it. It's real easy to do that.
Well, since you're a frequent donor, just, you know, anyone who's listening, because it is important, and every pint matters. You know,
absolutely.
People who haven't done it or have done it very infrequently and have some trepidation, you know, just take us through the process to quell any, to assuage any fears.
Yeah, it's real easy. You know, it doesn't hurt. There are people out there that for some health reasons, maybe they can't give blood. Maybe your blood pressure is too high, or there's some other reasons why maybe you can't give blood. You know, but 62% of the population in this country is eligible to donate. You know, but in reality, less than 10% of those people that are eligible actually donate. So I challenge people. I'd love to get people out there that maybe have not donated before, or maybe you donated years ago and it's been a long time since you've done it, but definitely come out and donate some blood. Again, whether it's this blood drive today that we're sponsoring or another one, it's just so important. You know, you actually get a mini physical out of it, right? You know, they'll take your pulse, your blood pressure, your temperature, your hemoglobin. And, you know, if you haven't had that stuff done in a while, it's a little bit of an excuse to get that done. And, you know, it's not painful. It doesn't take a long time. You get yourself a little bit of a free snack after, get some cookies and, you know, some juice, you know, like there's nothing wrong with that. I think we have some folks that baked some baked goods today, some home baked goods. So, you know, it's super important. It's super easy. We'd love to see people increase their donorship.
Last question for Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti here in Bryan & Company. Again, there's a blood drive from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at the Pitkin Community Center in Wethersfield, and it's actually a great town to walk through too and check out a bunch of stuff, whether it's the heirloom market or there's just a lot of stuff going on in Wethersfield that's great to check out. I'm just curious why Johnson Brunetti makes this a priority.
You know, whether it's blood drives or some of the other endeavors that we do that affect veterans, you know, again, it's something that is just near and dear to our heart. It's core to who we are as a firm, as people. You know, we just try to give back in some manner. And there's certainly, you know, certain organizations that, you know, we feel strongly about, whether it's Make-A-Wish or some of the other veterans organizations. And this particular one, it's something that we want to do. We feel that, you know, we've been blessed as a company. We want to try to help other people and do our part. It's the least we could do.
Listen, Heath, we're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti. Quick question. You know, it's an interesting time. Everyone's worried about the economy, right? Everyone's worried about a bunch of stuff, yet the stock market keeps just pushing higher and higher and higher. I'm curious if you're getting what your clients are feeling, or just is there any general theme to what you view right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk with a lot of folks and, you know, there's always some deal of trepidation when it comes to these things because it's so unknown. And that's why it's so important to build a plan. But certainly, yeah, right now we're seeing a little bit of a softening in the economy. And it's the interesting part of this is, you know, the stock market itself, you know, sometimes it doesn't necessarily move in lockstep with the economy. You know, sometimes these things are decoupled from each other, you know, so you could see a softening of the economy, but then the market's still going up and it's confusing and it's hard to sort of make heads or tails of that. But, you know, there's a lot of unknowns out there. And, you know, the important part is building a plan. So it's the right thing for you. And, you know, we got to see what happens out there.
All right, Heath, listen, I hope it goes great today. I hope you guys gather a lot of blood. I hope people listening, if you got a little time on your hands or you're driving and you have a little extra time and you're in the area, just go to the Pitkin Community Center in Wethersfield from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and help some people because we need to have our blood reserves up. Heath, have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. We'd love to see everybody there. Brian, we'd love to see you there.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.